Welcome everybody, Shin number 947, getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, so we started talking about, we took a little bit of a turn last year, but we were in the middle of the halachas of Bracha Shein Tzricha, in our Simen Reish Tes Vav, which talks about Amen and so on. Okay, we went through what a Bracha Shein Tzricha is and what a Bracha Lebatala is. So now the question is, so we know where not to do it, but is there a time that you could do it, right? That you could make, not a bracha levatala, but a bracha shein tzricha. A bracha that's not needed becomes a bracha that is sort of needed to get out of a suffix when there's a machloek, it's a poskim and so on. Okay, so how does that work? That's what I want to try and go through a little bit from the Sefer Eitz Halach, from the Sefer Piskei Teshuvos. They bring it down so beautiful with the various different examples which come up constantly. So it says, starting off with Sefer Eitz Halach, it's in our Simon Reish Tez Vav, Ois Chav Gimel. He says like this, that's Reiv HaPoiskim. He brings it in the Shulchan Aruch, Kofayin Dalet, Prima Gadim, and so on. Okay, the bottom line is, that's Reiv HaPoiskim. The Mutter Likroim Bracha Shein Tzricha, a person could cause themselves to make a Bracha Shein Tzricha, because yesh lo sofik bracha, when there's a mamash, a real sofik, if you need this bracha or not. And we're going to see the various different examples, what that's all about. Kagon Shiroitza Lechel, so here's the first one. Kagon Shiroitza Lechel, pas habab ksinan, psaych hasuda. Right? Somebody wants to eat cake during the meal. So it's a machlokes if you make a bracha on cake, what type of cake in general, how to work it, then you have to have in mind by Berachas Hamazon, whatever the case is, it's not so simple. There's different type of cakes also, depending if it's a pie, if you make, in other words, it's like this. When a person eats a dessert during the meal, right, if it's a fruit, right, chocolate, these type of things, you have to make a bracha. That's a separate bracha. You have to make a shahakal. You have to make a doma if you're eating a watermelon. You have to make a ha'etz if you're eating an apple, right? When it comes to cake, it's already, there's various different type of cakes, and it's a machloikis, and it's not so poshit. What exactly is the halacha? So now he says, V'yesh sofik imsarach levarach al zeh. So what some people do, and it's an eitzah brought down in the poskim, that they could eat a piece of cake before the meal. We said last time, what? Before you're going to wash, I'm going to make a bracha on my kugel, no good. I'm going to make a bracha on my chicken, no good. Because you don't have to make a bracha once you wash, right? You go right before you wash, you want to make a bracha on the kugel. Why are you eating the kugel? It looks good, I don't know. That's not good. If there's a SIBO, whatever, person's very hungry, that's something different, we said. But just time to make a bracha, no good. But over here, now the person knows he's going to be eating cake during the meal. But the problem is, do I make a bracha on this type of cake or not? It's a creamy cake, let's say, a seven lay. I'm just giving you an example. It's becoming a suffix, not so simple. Do I don't know how to do it, what, when, and where. So v'yesh suffix im sarach levarach al zeh. So what a person wants to do, v'reitza lechal mimenu kaidim asuda. So before I go to wash, I'll take a shtickle cake, a small little piece of cake, less than a kazayas, I might add, less than a kazayas. Right, because you don't want, otherwise you're running into a problem of al hamichya. That becomes problematic also. If you eat more than a kezayis under a 4 minute period of cake before the meal, now you're running into a problem. Do you have to make an al hamichya? Others say, if I remember correctly, the Mishnah Berurah says you have a mind by benching. So you want to eat less than a kezayis or a small little cookie, let's say, right, that's less than a kezayis or whatever case is. Make a mezonos, and you have in mind the cake, any type of cakes you'll be eating during the meal, right? I eat a little small little piece of cake, less than a kezayis, under a 4 minute period, right? In other words, not in a 4 minute period of kezayis. Or eat a little cookie or something like that, less than a kezayis, whereby I do not need a bracha. Right, and I do it before the meal. Now I have in mind all the cakes and cookies that I'll be eating, not the fruit, you can't have in mind, obviously, in this case, but I'll have in mind all the cakes I'll be eating during the meal. Now, but the fact is, we said don't make a bracha before the meal, right? If you're going to eat it during the meal, you make a bracha then. But over here, since it's a suffix, and do I make a bracha, do I not, the type of cake, whatever the case is, again, I'm not getting into the whole halacha right now, but in such a case scenario, because v'yesh suffik im tzarech levarech al zeh, it's a question if you have to make a bracha in milat suda on this cake. So it's mutar levarech alav koydim asuda v'lechal mimenu. So take a little piece of cake, again, like we said, under a kazayis, not to cause the whole thing, like we said, the bracha achrona, take a little piece of cake, v'lechal mimenu, before you go to wash, and you have in mind the cake, and like this, you get out of the whole stuff. Alpha P, he says, further. Alpha P, she'im, again, in Eitz Chof Gimel, in Eitz Yerolachas. Alpha P, she'im, yamtim, v'lo yoichlenu, ela b'seich hasuda. Even though, if I'm going to wait, I'm going to eat it only inside of the meal, right? I'll eat it during the meal. It's questionable. Do you make a bracha? Do you not make a bracha? So in general, we don't make a bracha. It's a suffik, and then there's different type of cakes. Also, it becomes problematic. Because of the fact you want to take yourself out of this question, do I make, don't I make, right? And because it's a suffik bracha, so therefore we don't make, right? In other words, if something's a suffik bracha, we know suffik bracha is lahakal. So if it's a suffik bracha to make or not to make in the meal, so if, by cake, in general, most regular standard cake, suffik bracha. So we don't make a bracha, if it's the middle of the meal, but still it's a suffik. Some say yes, some say not. So therefore, we want to eat a little tiny piece of cake, a small piece of cookie, less than a gazayt, before the meal, have mine everything over there, and it would not be considered a bracha she'en etzricha, because the bracha she'en etzricha is a bracha that we need to get out of the suffik. That's what he brings. That's the bottom line on this inyan. So that was our first example, a very interesting example, which comes up constantly, right? People want to, not Shabbos, let's say during the week, I want to take a piece of cake during the meal. I don't know if it's this type of cake, that type of cake, creamy cake, I'm not sure, should I not make a bracha? It becomes already problematic, so what do I do? So suffik bracha is lahakal, right? There are certain type of cakes, whatever, we're not going to get into the whole sugi right now, but you take a little piece of cake before, less than a size, and like this, you are out of, we are out of all sfeikos, and that would be, in that case, that would not be considered a bracha shet sricha, would be a bracha shet sricha, because it's helping you getting out of a suffix. Thank you for listening. Atzlocha bracha kol tuv.